tuned in to the hottest radio show on the planet,
Wild Fam Radio.
Wild Fam Radio.
Wild Fam Radio.
Straight out of M.I. Fucking Love.
What it do, what it does, what it be like, you already know who it is. This is your boy, DJ Baby Boy. Wild Fam Radio Show, man. Listen, I got to share this with you, man, because it was placed on my heart this morning. I just started writing exactly what was placed on my heart. So I'm going to share it with y'all, and y'all can share it. Y'all do what y'all choose to do with it, man. I just got to get it off, okay? So this is what it is. I'm going to entitle this thing Free Game, all right? So check it out. A label will sign a young, talented, traumatized artist straight out of the ghetto projects to tell his or her story. The story will inspire an entire generation of people to repeat that artist cycle. During the next cycle, the oppressors are a step ahead of the next generation because the label controls the music. All of the information that they need to know is in the artist's music. The label owns the artist. The oppressors know what moves you plan to make because the next generation is simply following and mimicking their favorite artist's music / televised life. The artist is used by the oppressor to lead a generation of people into captivity / destruction. The artist is taught to worship the money instead of their spiritual creator. Without their spiritual creator, they lose the connection with their true purpose. The flock suffers the consequences, and we will be held accountable. That's what it is, man.
Sometimes we need to put more energy into finding solutions to our problems as individuals instead of dwelling on the problems itself. Then collectively, take that same approach, you know what I'm saying? This your boy, Baby Boy, man. Baby Boy Promotions. U2DK. Shout out that boy, Louis Beast, man.
Crossing, right? Hey, big shout out to all the hoods, all the ghettos in the world, man. Let me talk to you. We are raised in the ghetto, or raised in the metal, will make you feel pages ahead of your race, a competitor instead of a teammate. Trying to build it together, we digging up all of the seeds that were planted for better days. So we pray to God to send us some help. All of our leaders become targets with a mark on their chest, and all the other ones are bought, so they sell out the rest. For that sin, they'll never confess. How to deal with the stress of being distressed, see through the flesh and change your mindset to see myself as simply the best. The way my grind set, eat what you kill is the method to make you get off of your ass and make some progression. Each day is a blessing. Yesterday's a lesson to learn from. Advancement is the key. We can't get stuck in the slump, cause life is for the living. The decision is ours, so when we die, let it be for a cause. You feel me? I gotta let that beat breathe for a minute. You know what I mean? Life is for the living. The decision is ours, so when we die, let it be for a cause. You feel me?
Born in the ghetto, raised in the streets. I always knew what I wanted to be. To be a rapper / singer, do my tracks on the side. Yeah, they bought me a keyboard. I took it and tried. Stayed on the grind and I built my own. Got love for the ghetto. I call it home. This is for the people trying to right our wrongs. When they see us together, we make the ghetto stronger. The ghetto.
Just because we come from the ghetto doesn't mean we have to remain in the ghetto state of mind. It's time to elevate our grind, ownership, building our own, elevating our own. We are the answer to our prayers, man. Marcus Garvey laid out the blueprint 100 years ago and successfully put things in motion. All we have to do is learn from the mistakes made previously and continue to build with that same spirit. Feel me? Free game.